The city of Indianapolis is poised to launch a new shelter and bring 150 new beds to the city's homeless. But some community advocates say the city should instead invest in more housing and wonder why Indianapolis can't model efforts that similar cities have used to reduce chronic homelessness. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe has more.
Heaven Stevens was 20 years old when she was homeless on the streets of Indianapolis. During that time, she visited Outreach, a program for homeless young adults between 14 and 24. It gives them a place to stay, meals, and access to laundry and a bathroom during the day.
After they told me that, I just made a beeline for Outreach. I was like, okay, you can eat, you can shower for free. And like, I'm like, okay, cool.
Outreach also got Stevens into a pool of people across the city waiting for housing. That pool is managed by a group of community partners who identify who in the city most needs to be housed, prioritizing the elderly, pregnant, or those fleeing abuse.
I was like, okay, I'm on a list for housing. Like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't think it was actually real until it started happening.
It took a year and a half of waiting for Heaven to get housed. But many of the people who end up on the city's waiting lists won't. The Indianapolis Housing Agency makes only 30 vouchers available for community partners managing homelessness to dole out every month. But the pool of people waiting for a voucher is regularly around 1,500. Indy's unsheltered population has jumped from 105 in 2019 to over 300 in 2024. The unsheltered homeless are people on the street with nowhere else to go.
You know, what it comes back to is investment in housing.
This is Chelsea Herring Cozy, the executive director of the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, or CHIP. She says she is worried about the city's plan to invest in a new shelter instead of devoting more resources towards housing.
Shelter is life-saving and can be life-saving. Shelter does not solve homelessness, though.
City officials say the low-barrier shelter will help meet the needs of the homeless, while also getting them into the pool for more permanent housing. But critics regularly point to other cities that have made strides to reduce homelessness populations. One of those is Milwaukee, which in 2022 was recognized by the federal government for having the lowest per capita number of unsheltered homelessness in the country. Officials there, including Milwaukee County Housing Administrator Jim Mathey, say it's because of an aggressive prioritization of housing. Mathey and his team have worked directly with landlords to get people housed, instead of waiting for new units to be built.
You know, we're going to pay the security deposit, and the tenant's going to pay 30% of their income. We're going to pay the rest. But what we found, even with our investments in services, we are saving a ton of taxpayer money.
Those savings come from less contact with both the criminal justice and healthcare systems. The initiative is possible, he says, because it has largely been managed under one roof. In Indianapolis, homelessness services are managed by some 30 partners. Earlier this year, the federal government stepped in to take over the Indianapolis agency that oversees housing vouchers. During the announcement of oversight, a federal official told reporters that 17% of the city's housing vouchers were not being used because, quote, people did not want to put in the hard work.
The voucher program wasn't working right. Not much was working right.
Andrew Merkley, with the city's Division of Homelessness and Eviction Prevention, says improvements are underway, but he acknowledged that the city is not moving people into housing fast enough.
The community's plan to end homelessness wants to reduce that time that it takes to get housed. And I think right now we're not meeting the goals in that plan.
With the U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this summer that cities are allowed to remove homeless residents sleeping outdoors, community leaders say efforts to improve the city's homelessness programs can't come fast enough. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.